To play it safe is not to play. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, and the University of Philosophy. To play it safe is not to play. Think about that. The absolute philosopher thinks about these things. To play it safe is not to play. If we're going to go through life and always play it safe, what we're doing is we are giving only a little portion of our best, only a little bit of our good, only a little bit of who we really are. It's not a matter that it's playing it safe. It's a matter that we're afraid. It's a matter that we are afraid that what we're doing may not be the proper way to do it. What we're doing may not be right in itself. What we're doing may not be beneficial to ourselves or to the world. Now, those ideas are not the ideas of playing it safe. Those ideas are merely using judgment. Now, if in anything we say we're going to play it safe and we're going to do things in a careful way so that we are not found to be faulty later on, that could have a good benefit to it. But consider what to play it safe really means. I'm going to play it safe and not do it. I'm going to play it safe and not go there. I'm going to play it safe and not experience it. That's what it usually means. And so when we talk like that, what we're talking like is that we're saying we don't really want to do whatever it is that stands before us to do. Now, I'm not sure what that movie has in it, whether that movie has violence or whether that movie has things that I'm not interested in seeing. And therefore, I'm not going to go to the movie. Well, that's playing it safe. And being that you're an intelligent person, and being that everybody else wants to go to the movie, and being that you will be sort of a wet blanket if you go or don't go, that you stop right there. And you open up the internet, and you look up that movie, and you see what that movie is all about. You see what the text or the idea being presented in the movie is. You get some commentary on it from other people. You make a decision as based upon facts, not based upon emotions. Playing it safe oftentimes keeps us from some beautiful experiences. We have taken videotapes occasionally, and we have watched them, and as the video begins, there is so much violence and so much sex in it, it becomes sort of a difficult thing to watch. It becomes very difficult to even tolerate. And most of us just get up and leave. And we do not sit through anything that is contrary to our nature. Now, if we watch a movie that is starting out with violence and starting out with meanness and hatred and evil, we do not need that in our life. We do not need that in our world. We may have had some experiences like that, and we have handled those experiences well by moving on into other areas of thought. Now, if through movies we're going to relive these things in other people's lives and live them as though they're in our life, because in movies we really play the lead character ourselves. We are usually in there being the person who's most featured and most involved. Now, do we want to have violence of any type in our life? You say, well, my goodness, being a human being, there's going to be violence. No. I say yes, of course, being a human being, there's going to be violence. But being a divine being, there need never be violence. Being a divine being, you say all is peace, all is love. Well, look at Jesus Christ. He was a divine being, and look at the violence that took place to him. No. That was violence that took place to his body, yes, but he said, Father, forgive them, they know not what they're doing. He knew exactly what he was doing. He knew he was going to go into that experience. He said, I must leave. He told his followers all of these things, and he merely went in that way, because if he did not go in that way, then the teachings that he gave would not follow down through the centuries. Because at that time, there were dozens of messiahs. In fact, always, even today, there are dozens of messiahs, there are hundreds of millions of messiahs around proclaiming that their way is the only way. And Jesus was one of the rare ones who proclaimed that his way was the way to the inner presence, and that was the only way to go into your inner presence. Now, he wanted his teachings to follow, and so the way that he felt was important was to die a significant death that was recorded by history, and that was known by history, and that, therefore, the teachings that he had stood on themselves. Now, even that violence, I protest, does not have to be. You say, well, you protest about the violence of Jesus? Yes, I do. I believe that every time there's violence in our life is because we are not using the principles of truth and love and goodness that are within us. Every time we are playing it safe, and if somebody hits you, hit them back. This is what we teach our children, unfortunately. If someone does an evil thing to you, you go do something evil to them. We hold our line a little bit in that area, because that can be too all-consuming. But if we're going to play it safe, we're not going to play it at all. Now let's take that into another realm. Take that into the realm of being ourselves and having fun, of being who we really are, being the divine being that we really are. Being the divine being that we really are, will we ever have to play it safe? No. We can pull out all the stops and be exactly who we are. We can pull out all the stops and be a lovely, fabulous being who lives in this lovely, fabulous world in a beautiful, fantastic way. And hey, that's great, isn't it? But to play it safe is not to play it at all. We want to play it with all stops out. We want to live in our divine beingness. We want to live in our reality. We want to live in the perfection that we are. If we have an opportunity to see violence, immediately say, there is peace on earth, and it began with me. If we have an opportunity to see unhappiness anywhere, we say, all is in divine order. There is peace on earth, and it began with me. If we have an opportunity to see our children, or our friends, or our neighbors, or our spouse, in any way, living in a manner that is inharmonious for them, we immediately stop in our consciousness and say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. We put a cause in motion. It's not Pollyanna. It's putting a cause in motion. It is Pollyanna from the point of view that we're thinking positive thoughts. But put a cause in motion of that which you wish to have. Playing it safe doesn't even put the cause in motion. It runs away from the opportunity to be master and to have the master consciousness and to look upon everything as a master would look at it. Put a new cause in motion. I don't like to use the word new cause, because every cause is a universal cause. There is no new cause. Every cause exists. And we're putting the cause in motion that what exists is expressing in our life. At the moment, we may be hiding it from ourselves, but it expresses in our life. And so now we're bringing it out and bringing it into fruition for ourselves. And it's a wonderful thing. To play it safe is not to play. I would choose for myself to always live in harmony, peace, love, wonderment, joy, goodness, being myself and having fun under all circumstances. And the being of myself is what delights me and everyone in my world. Being myself and having fun delights me and everyone in my world. And this is the kind of world I live in. A world in which everyone is being themselves and having fun. Never seeking to play it safe just to protect themselves from something, but seeking to pull out all the stops and be the total divine, wonderful being that each of us are. Today, I claim that for myself, and I see that for you, each of you, in your wonderful, fantastic, glorious lives. I love you. I love you. I love you.